In this video, we are asking one of the most important questions in microchurch planting. Who is this microchurch for? A microchurch should not begin with vague enthusiasm alone. It begins with prayerful discernment. God may place a burden on your heart for a household, neighborhood, apartment complex, workplace, village, digital community, recovery group, immigrant community, rural area, or a group of people who feel disconnected from church life. That burden needs to become clear. Jesus said in Luke 10 that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Then he sent his disciples into specific places. They did not merely love the world in general. They entered actual homes, towns, relationships, and mission fields. A microchurch planter should ask, who are the people God is putting near me? Where do I already have trust? What needs do I see? Who is spiritually hungry? Who is lonely? Who is overlooked? Who may not walk into a traditional church building but might come to a table, a living room, a prayer gathering, or a simple Bible conversation? Your field may be close to home. It may be your street. It may be parents from your children's school. It may be coworkers. It may be seniors in your building. It may be refugees, truck drivers, students, veterans, single adults, or families trying to rebuild. The common mistake is trying to reach everyone at once. When a microchurch is for everyone in theory, it often reaches no one in practice. Clarity is not exclusion, it is stewardship. If your microchurch is called to serve young families in your apartment complex, say that. If it is called to serve people recovering from addiction, say that. If it is called to serve seekers in a digital space, say that. If it is a daughter microchurch for a neighborhood 10 minutes from your church building, say that. This clarity helps you choose the right gathering time, language, location, invitation style, teaching approach, safety practices, and leadership support. A soul center or local church connection can also help you test the calling. Bring your burden to a mentor, pastor, elder, or soul center leader. Ask them to pray with you and help you discern whether this is truly your field. Microchurch planting begins with love for real people in real places. Find your field, name it with humility. Pray over it faithfully, then begin serving with clarity, patience, and gospel hope.